Thyme in spring. Anyway, he says we had to have our walls open due to Harvey, and there's a plastic vapor barrier on each side of the walls, and if you open it, you can look down and see that there's old mold growth between the exterior walls and this what he thinks is a vapor barrier. The mold's dead now, but it must have been there at some time. He's wondering, what does he do about this, Tom? Should he clean it out by hand? Should he spray some kills in there is what he's asking.
Well, kills isn't going to do anything, so no, don't spray kills. I don't know why people are so into that.
Good branding.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. It's like Thompson's. Very good branding. Or Whataburger. Oh, wait, that's for later today.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, if it's dead, you say the mold is dead, and that's the way the house was built. Yeah. Put it back together. I think that's all you have to do.
He's talking about that black, what looks like plastic at the bottom.
Yeah, that's down by the brick just to keep the water from going in the weep holes. And there are, I don't know, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of homes throughout the country that have that little 18 to 24 inch plastic at the bottom. If you sprayed it with a little Consan or you sprayed it with a, you know, whatever your antibacterial product was you sprayed it with, let it go and put the thing back together. It's there for a reason.
Okay, and the reason is it's a detail that stops the water from coming in or something?
Yeah, when the water drips down the bottom of the brick, it's going to go out the weep holes and not crawl back under the wall.
Okay, super. So just leave it as the bottom.
Leave it alone. If it's only that little piece, just leave it.